Shalom. One of my favorite Jewish teachings comes from Rabbi Simcha Bunim. He teaches us that we should each carry two phrases in our pockets. One should read, "For me the world was created." And the other one, "I am but dust and ashes." Depending on the situation, we should take one or the other out to remind us of our place in the world. The challenge, says Rabbi Bunim, is knowing which one to reach for. I want you all to think for a moment of your favorite day. Maybe you got a promotion, you achieved a difficult goal, or you completed a challenging task. You hopefully felt justifiably proud of yourself for having achieved whatever success it was. Or in the famous words of Leonardo DiCaprio, you may have felt like the king of the world. It is in moments like these that Rabbi Bunim teaches us we should take out one of these passages. But which one? Our inclination is to remind ourselves in a moment when we are feeling high that the world was created for us, because indeed we feel as if it may have been. But this, he teaches, is the exact moment to pull from our pocket the passage that says, "I am but dust and ashes." For when we feel as if the world was indeed created for us is when we most need to be reminded of our smallness in the world. But conversely, on those days when we are feeling dejected and left behind, we must remind ourselves of God's unending love. It is on days when nothing seems to be going our way and we feel as if we were dust and ashes that we pull out the passage that reminds us that the world was created for us. Many people fall into trouble by reflecting on the wrong quote, by reminding ourselves that we are but dust and ashes. When we already feel insignificant, we add to our feeling of unworthiness. But by reflecting on the fact that the world was indeed created for us, can inflate our already inflated ego. But long before Rabbi Bunim taught us these passages, God and Moses instilled the same message. This week we read in Deuteronomy 30, "Surely this instruction which I enjoin upon you this day is not too baffling for you, nor is it beyond your reach. It is not in the heavens that you should say, 'Who among us can go up to the heavens and get it and to impart it to us?' Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who among us can cross to the other side of the sea and get it for us to impart it to us?' No, the thing is very close to you, in your mouth and in your heart, to observe it." God is reminding us that the Torah that God gave us is accessible and made for each one of us. In times of doubt, we can turn to this passage and remember that we each have a place in God's plan. But lest we get too haughty and think that we ourselves are exempt from certain laws, Deuteronomy 29 reminds us that we are but no more but dust and ashes. In these verses, God says, "When hearing the words of these sanctions, you may imagine special immunity, thinking I shall be safe, though I follow my own willful heart. Adonai will never forgive that party. Rather, my anger and passion will rage against you till every sanction recorded in this book comes down upon you, and I blot out your name from under heaven." In this passage, we are reminded of both of Rabbi Bunim's messages. God has given us a Torah that we can understand and reach, but at the same time, we are not to get so far ahead of ourselves as to think that we can do whatever we want. No matter how rich, powerful, or popular we are, we each answer to the same God. So how do we condition ourselves to reach for the right passage? How do we remind ourselves to stay grounded when we are flying high, but also learn to pick ourselves up when we feel low? One way Judaism teaches us to stay balanced is through the practice of Musar, putting Jewish values into practice. One of the most important midot that we learn is that of anava, humility. The Jewish value of anava actually has a lot to say about staying balanced. It is not just about making sure we don't take up too much space. It's also about making sure we don't take up too little. We are beautiful creations of God, and we do a disservice to God's beautiful creation by downplaying our own strengths and achievements. The world was created for my sake. How would we act differently if we truly believed this? Would we take extra risks in pursuing our dreams? Would we take time to appreciate the world around us and the people that are on the journey with us? Or would we act with hubris, assuming that if the world was created for us, then we are entitled to success? I am but dust and ashes. How would we act if we truly comprehended our smallness in the universe? Would things become more meaningful, or would they lose their meaning? When faced with challenges, would our smallness help us to see the big picture, or would it cause us to retreat further into our own little world? By being conscious of the space we take up, and by taking time to consider if we are right-sized, we begin to develop the habits that help us to stay grounded when we want to fly high, but also to pick ourselves up when we have fallen. Right now, we are in a special time in the Jewish calendar. Throughout the month of Elul and into the first part of Tishrei, we are commanded to take stock of where we are right now. Where have we been this year, and where do we want to go in the coming year? Where have we taken up too much space, and where did we shrink when we should have allowed ourselves to shine? When did we put others down to raise ourselves up, but when did we allow others to steal our light? Judaism believes that life is about balance. There are times to remember we are but one person in a big world, but there are also times to claim our space and be proud and celebrate our accomplishments. As we move together into the new year, may we be more conscious of both of Rabbi Bunim's teachings. May we remember that the world was created for each one of us, and we are but a small part of a much larger whole. Shabbat Shalom.